Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:14 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 5th. I apologize for recording the audio so early, but today is Mrs. Tracy and I's third wedding anniversary, and indeed yesterday was my birthday, so we're going out for dinner tonight, and I don't anticipate being back early enough to record the audio at a more reasonable time. But this has been another day in which currencies have dominated the trading activity. Earlier on today, the dollar was really quite firm, but has weakened throughout the day, and against the euro is now up 44 ticks. It further emphasizes the fact that the dollar encountered resistance close to its late October highs yesterday and has fallen further in here today following a brief rally. That is further evidence that the yen and the dollar, obviously the yen is not trading in the same exact way as the dollar, but certainly the yen also hit an important high in the last couple of weeks. With both of these currencies having hit important highs, and the fact that we have measures of the risk premium attached to markets all contracting, this is good evidence that we have hit an important low in terms of sentiment and in terms of where markets have begun to find support. Certainly, volatility remains at extreme levels, so we can anticipate a lot of choppy trading going on, and that is being evidenced in stock markets today, where you have the Dow down approximately 2 1/3% following a rally yesterday in the region of about 3%. We are also at a short-term decision-making point for markets right now because we've seen a number of these markets rally very impressively over the last week to 10 days, and they're closing in, if not outright testing, those mid-October highs following the bounce from about the 15th of August, or sorry, the 18th of August, if my memory serves me right. So, when I say decision-making time, it's at this point we're going to see whether markets can rally significantly above those mid-October highs and then sustain those moves. A consistency characteristic throughout the bear market to date, and these relatively consistent downtrends that remain in place, is that upside rallies have not been sustained, and we have seen a succession of failed upside breaks from reasonably well-defined trading ranges. So we're not going to be completely out of the woods until we see a successful upside break from a well-defined trading range, and then a consolidation above a well-defined low area. And that's why we look at the markets right now as in a decision-making process. The outlook continues to point towards the prospects for a reasonably good rally to occur between now and the end of the year or the beginning of next year, followed by some form of consolidation, which is likely to be volatile and could potentially be lengthy, as fears about the potential for a global depression on top of a global recession wax and wane, and optimism about the potential recovery scenario grow as time goes by. That is, of course, assuming that we don't get another accelerated move to the downside. We have had a number of occasions over the last year to 18 months where we've had capitulation selling, and certainly the middle of October was the most recent and by far the most powerful of those capitulations. And that serves us the potential for a rally which will undo the extremely oversold condition and divergence from the long-term mean that we currently find ourselves in. Where markets go from there, we'll be in a much better position to answer when this rally unfolds and where consolidations appear. following that, looking at the bond markets, today we saw that the 10-year Treasury has rallied rather well. It found support above the recent lows, and it's challenging that progression of lower highs that's been in place for the last 6 or 7 weeks. And it would really need to take out the 113 level to indicate that it has found or encountered resistance at a progressively lower level in here right now. There isn't a great argument for buying bonds at these levels because there's just so many of the things around and the risk premiums generally are starting to contract. But it will need that downward dynamic on the 10-year to indicate that resistance is coming in at that progressively lower level. With the commodity sector, it had a good day yesterday, particularly with oil up about $6, consolidating a bit in here today, and those industrial metals are the weakest of the commodity sector as far as I can see. Commodities are likely to remain in or under pressure over the next few months as inflationary fears subside and as the global recession is priced into commodity demand forecasts. However, the long-term demand for commodities is still likely to progress year after year as the per capita consumption of commodities continues to grow in those big emerging economies with those big population centers. So over the long term, the demand scenario remains strong, while in the very short term, demand is likely to contract a little bit further as global recessionary fears continue to plague that particular market. The congratulations, of course, to President-elect Obama. He ran a fantastic campaign in terms of its intelligence and reach, and I think he was the justifiable winner. The I should also say that I have the greatest of respect for John McCain, and I think he's a true gentleman. But he was underfunded compared with the incredible machine that Mr. Obama had put in place to fund his campaign. But the new president is going to have some incredible challenges in front of him, and we can anticipate that the next administration are going to spend a lot of money on infrastructure. If they can get themselves out of Iraq and save themselves money in that arena, then they will have more funding to put in place to build infrastructure in the USA, which is vitally in need of overhaul, and that will also help to spark the demand for commodities over that medium to longer term. And with that point, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.